So I thought I'd stop and do a spot about the outer space connection. You probably know. It seems our government came upon some aliens and hushed it all up. And these Martians remain in secret custody, locked up against their will, but thank gosh, with secret thought transference, they were able to summon a giant war fleet of Martian death cruisers to come and get them. And we think that's fair. What's your opinion? If you think they might even blow us all up with a particle beam, you're wrong. According to researchers, the Martians don't work that way. They use lasers to blow things up. Anyway, get involved. Come to a charity bake sale in Allentown, Bethlehem, or Easton and benefit a club or organization that depends on your support. Or go to a movie. Maybe ride a bike. Just stay active and say, speaking of riding a bike, if you're in your car and you come up behind one of these guys on bicycles who won't get out of the road, you'd be interested to hear the story about the angry motorist who came up behind a bike, and he had to get around because he was a jewel thief and cops were after him. So he tried to get around by throwing handfuls of stolen diamonds at the spokes of the wheel. And it worked, and the wheels locked. The guy on the bike went up in the air and came down on top of the cop car, so they threw him in jail. He sat for 6 months, and the jewel thief got away. And it turns out there had been a merry mix-up. That guy in jail wasn't the crook at all. All along, it turned out to be one of the cops in that cell, while the jewel thief spent 6 months in the cop's uniform driving around, and the guy on the bike balanced it all out by becoming a jewel thief. A true story here on the Mr. Mark Show. Well, here's your radio back, and we're going to have, let's see, it's going to be a real song in just about a minute. I'm Mr. Mark. Now, the music you're listening to is bounced off a satellite to enhance sound quality and then picked up on Earth again with the human body as a natural antenna, as a public service to you. With only 3 weeks left before we pull out at the end of the summer season, call us up, give us your comments, suggestions, any way we could make you happy. If it doesn't go against nature, we'll try it. Hey, tickets are needed to protest a pigeon shoot. Come and help out. We need 50 volunteers to picket signs. We also need 50 counter-protesters and a lot of cops and bystanders. So come on out. That's in Coaldale. And they're filming it, so look good. Launch a career. Hey, volunteer your time as a safety inspector at a nuclear facility. If you think you have a good head on your shoulders, must be able to read, must be 18 or older, you'll be walking around at night inside of a haunted power plant. If that sounds exciting to you, call the plant at their number outside the area. Mr. Mark, there's not much time left in the Mr. Mark Show. Hey, if you're enjoying the music you're listening to, maybe you'd like to subscribe to the video portion of the show. See the Mr. Mark Show in color while you listen. If you're an adult, age 21 or over, freewheeling and open-minded, without religion, inclined to an anything-goes attitude and debauched lifestyle, then it's not for you. The Mr. Mark video is good, clean fun. Call us up. Maybe you'd like to produce a rabbit out of a hat to make the kids smile. Maybe you'd like to smash a watch with a hammer and put it back together again through the sheer force of will. A stage magician uses illusion and suggestion to work his magic. He needs special equipment too. But a real magic guy wouldn't have to. He'd use the power of his own inner mind, and we at WMUH believe you can move a mountain with a derrick or a crane, but it takes just one tiny mud puddle to drown a fly. Good advice for the nighttime hours. But the real reason I wanted to talk to you, it's a good thing you tuned in. A guy just called me. He is despondent and wants to do away with himself. Listen up, people. Maybe you know this guy. You could save a life. Help us locate him. Here are the clues. All we know is that he is nearly 9 feet tall. He is a strangler and serial joy killer. Some think he is actually an attack robot. Others feel he was stitched together by an insane neurosurgeon. Either way, reach out. Call us up. He's low in spirits. Funny thing, there's a cop, a homicide detective. He's assigned to catch this strangler. The cop called the radio station too. He says he is also depressed. The strangler calls back, says he doesn't believe him. It's just another one of his tricks. They traced the call and caught the strangler. And that's why he is depressed. So call the station and we'll give you his phone number.